is it your misfortune and none of my own? Yippee-ki-yi-yo, get along, you little doggies. You know that the ferry will be your new home.
And now for the thrilling adventures of Lightning Jim. The famous United States Marshal is on his way to the mining territory near Dos Pesos, New Mexico. Whitey has already been in that section for a month, working secretly in an attempt to discover the gang responsible for a series of mine shipment robberies. He has written Lightning Jim to come to the Silver Lode mine where he's located, saying that he believes he has a lead as to the guilty party. As the famous lawman lopes along the trail, he suddenly hears the sound of shots mingled with Indian war cries.
You hear that, Thunder? Sounds like an Indian raid of some kind.
Let's go, Thunder!
Dashing toward the sound, he pops her eyes to see a running fight between a lone white man and a small band of Indians. Drawing his guns, Lightning Jim goes to the rescue.
Come on, Thunder! This way! Right this way! Come on, you mazed redskin! Let's see how well you can fight against the two of us!
Yeah, we better run for stranger down the camp.
Run, nothing! Come on, let's charge them!
Yeah, you've got plenty of nerve. I'm with you.
Let's out, Jerry! Here we come! Up, Thunder! That's the way! He's pouring lead into him!
Yeah!
Let it go! Scatter! Let's get into break! Run, you red devil! Run!
Well, there they go. Looks like they don't care so much for the taste of hot lead, huh?
Well, don't look like I was bothering them any. Took you to come along and send them scattering for cover. I'm Bill Warren, partner in the Silver Lode mine, and I'm plenty in your debt, stranger.
Glad to know you, Warren. Me, well, seeing as how I just come up from the Panhandle, I reckon that's as good a name as any.
Yeah, it's plenty good enough for me, Panhandle. I ain't one for nosing into other people's business.
Got any idea why them Indians was on the warpath, Warren?
No, I ain't. Unless maybe they're part of that renegade band that's been robbing plenty of mine shipments in these parts.
That sounds likely. When they once get off the reservation, they don't draw no line.
Yeah.
It may be Wolf Paw's band. Say, I wonder if that one over there is dead.
Steady, boy. Wolf.
Looks like there might be some life in him. That's so, I'm going to question him. Nope, he's dead all right. Say, Warren. Say, this ain't no Indian.
What?
No, it's a white man just rigged up to look like one.
Then that means...
Yeah, the paint on him rubs right off.
Yeah, it's been white man that's been doing these mine robberies.
If you're right about him being part of the same gang, yes, but you don't know for sure. Well, nothing we can do for this one. Might as well be getting on. Here, Thunder. Come on.
Here we go. Here we go. That's it.
Hey, look, Panhandle. I don't know where you're headed for, but I sure take it as a mighty big favor if you'd accept the hospitality of the Silver Lode for a day or two.
Well, Warren, it don't sound like a bad idea. Thanks. See, I'm figuring on settling around here for a spell and give me a chance to get my bear.
Good, good. Then let's get going. Come on, boy.
Come on, Thunder.
While Warren and Lightning Jim are approaching the Silver Lode mine, we find Al Brady, the other partner, in the mine office talking to Sanchez, the Mexican foreman.
So you fixed everything up, huh, Sanchez?
Si, amigo. Your partner, Senor Warren, he will not bother us again. The Indians, they take care of everything. They meet him this afternoon if you ride back from Dos Pesos. Then they go to Black Mountain Camp and wait for us.
Ah, good. We should get to the point where he'd be in our way plenty.
Yeah, that is the way I figure. We meet the rest of the men at the camp tonight, no?
Sure. No reason for sticking around here no longer. The Silver Lode's just about worked out, and we got plenty of loot from them mine robberies. We'll split up to take tonight and vamoose.
You know, amigo, you are one smart hombre. The way you teach things to rob the hitman from your own man also, that is one fine piece of work. That way, no one suspects that Al Brady, partner in the Silver Lode, is also Hawk Brady, the outlaw who has been robbing the mine.
What'd I tell you about calling me Hawk? Suppose someone hears you and puts two and two together. That sweet cowboy was around when you did it the other day.
That one. He's so dumb to put anything together. But there's no need for you to worry.
Well, maybe not. But I'd sure hate to see anything go wrong now. I don't like... Who's that coming up?
Wait, I will look and see. Yes, it's the horseman, amigo. One is a stranger, but the other... But de mira.
Now, what is it, Sanchez? What do you see?
Look! It is a ghost. The ghost of Bill Warren.
A ghost? You crazy fool. There ain't no such thing. Here, let me look. By thunder, that is Warren. Thought you said you had him taken care of.
But I did. The man, they were to kill him like I told you.
Now, listen, since they slipped up somewhere, he's alive and pulling up in front of the office right now.
But we cannot have him around when we clear out of here.
I know all about that. Well, I'll have to figure something out. You stay here.
See.
Well, howdy, Bill.
Yeah, howdy, Al. Hey, Al, I want you to meet an hombre that saved my life today. Panhandle, this here's Al Brady, my partner.
Howdy, Panhandle.
Howdy.
That kind of an introduction from Bill there is sure all I need to make you plenty welcome. Come on in the office and spin me the arm.
Glad to, Brady. Just soon to take care of my horse.
Oh, you don't have to trouble Panhandle. Here comes Sweet. He'll handle him for you.
I reckon not, Warren. I broke that horse myself. I don't let nobody else touch him.
Hey, Sweet.
Sure, Mr. Warren.
Hey, take my pinto into the stable, rub him down, and show Panhandle here a stall for his horse. Give him anything he needs.
Sure, I'll do that. Hey, you come along with me, mister. I take it there. Hey, pinto. Come along now. Come along now. That's sure a fine horse you got there, mister. I bet this is plenty fair.
You're right there. Fastest horse ever saw. One of the smarter, too.
Oh, you can tell that by a size, sorry. You know, someday I'm going to have me a horse like that, but golly. That's the stable. You can take this door right here.
That's fine, Sweet. Yeah, boy. Here you go. Why, you old son of a gun, I'm so glad to see you.
You don't think you're a minute after me, too? I was wondering when you get there. See, how come you came in with Bill Boy?
I was just a lucky break, Whitey. Tell you about it later. Learned anything about these mine robberies?
By golly, I learned him.
Yeah?
This fella Brady, his real name is Hawk Brady.
You mean the Texas outlaw?
Yeah. And since he's the Mexican foreman, he called her Victor.
What about Warren? He with him, too?
I don't think so. Warren, he discovered it's mine, and that Brady talking into letting him put up the money to work.
I see.
That Warren seems like a nice fella. Yeah, Pinto will get the saddle off. Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Got anything definite tying Brady up with him robbery?
Well, only that every time there's a robbery,
yeah,
Brady and Sancho shall leave from the mine. And they don't come back here for a long time.
Yeah, that kind of ties up, don't it? Hey, Arthunder. Plenty of seats for you.
Yeah, what do you think you ought to do, Mike?
I'll talk to Warren, get him to work with us. Then we can...
Hold it. Somebody
call. Yes, there you be, boy. Plenty of food and water. Thanks for the help, Sweet.
Oh, well, that's just my job, mister. Glad to help you.
And your Panhandle. They're waiting for you at the cabin. Supper time, sir.
Yes, that's so, thanks. Be right along. Treat that horse right, Sweet.
Oh, don't you worry about the king. I take plenty good care of him, you bet.
Sanchez, what is it? Why'd you signal me to stay here while they're going in to eat?
For a very good reason, amigo. I know who this fellow, this Senor Panhandle, really is.
Huh? What do you mean, who he really is?
This Panhandle happened to be Lightning Jim.
Lightning Jim? You're crazy.
But no, I am not. I tell him about that horse of his. There is no other horse in the world like that one. I have seen him before, in Mexico.
And how come you didn't see the marshal, too?
When I learned who this animal belonged to, and I don't wait to see the owner, that was enough for me. And there is one other thing also.
Huh? What's that?
This Lightning Jim, he has a deputy. A tow-headed Swedish hombre.
You mean you think that's Swedish?
Si, amigo. Swedish. He must be watching Larson, the deputy.
I guess if you're all right, we got to get rid of him quick before it's too late.
And Warren also. Do not forget about him.
Yeah, Warren too. And just killing him ain't enough. We got to put him somewhere where they won't be found or we can get out of this country. We don't know if Ponce's trailing at our heels.
What about the mine, amigo? Did you think of that?
Huh? What do you mean, Ponce? What's the mine got to do with it?
Suppose the three of them were left in the mine and the entrance here was closed off with dynamite.
Huh?
That would do it, no?
By thunder, Ponce, you're right. And if we can get it over with tonight, the rest of our plans will go through without a hitch. Hey, you think you can get the dynamite charges placed and ready while we're eating?
Well, see, it will be easy to do.
Then get to it. I'll see that Warren takes the marshal into the mine after supper and that the Swede goes in after him. And once they're all inside, our worries will be over.
Yeah. No, my partner's nothing but a no-good outlaw and thief.
That's right, Warren. He's Hawk Brady. And he's only using the silver load to cover up his other activities.
Dirty Kyle tried to have me killed today. I'm going right back up there and get things settled with
him. Go along, Warren. Huh? You ain't going to get nowhere doing that. You got to get proof. You got to find out where he's been hiding the loot. And that's done. Law will take care of him and Sanchez.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, Lightning. But I'd sure like to handle this myself. Hey, why do you suppose he was so anxious for us to come down here in the mine? Maybe he's planning something right now.
I reckon he is, but we ain't got nothing to worry about. But Deputy Whitey Larson will see that he don't get away while we're down here.
Mm-hmm. That's two debts I owe you now, Marshal. First for saving my life, and now for letting me know about Brady. Someday,
wait a minute, Warren.
Huh? What? Who's that? Who's down here?
That's me, Sam. That's you.
Whitey. What you doing down here?
Oh, well, you told Warren, whoever.
Sure, I told him. What you doing down here? Anything wrong?
No, but didn't you tell Brady you wanted to see me?
I didn't tell Brady nothing.
But he told me to come down here right away. He said that Panhandle wanted me to do something for
you
him.
You didn't tell Brady to send Whitey down here, did you, Warren?
No, I had nothing to do with it.
And it's a trick of some kind. Come on, we've got to get back to the service before it's too late.
Sure.
Hey, what do you think of?
Buddy, you all right?
Hey, all right, Lightning. I'm still in one piece, I think.
What about you, Warren?
I'm all right, Lightning. Brady just stole our mark on us here. He dynamited the entrance to the mine, and we can't get out. It looks like we may be down here permanent.
So Hawk Brady's scheme did work. Lightning Jim, Whitey Larson, and Bill Warren are trapped in the Silver Lode mine. And Brady and Sanchez are free to ride the Black Mountain camp and get away with their spoils. The thrilling second part of the adventures of Lightning Jim will follow immediately. Now for part two of Lightning Jim Snares a Hawk. We find the famous marshal, his deputy, and Warren in the light of a flickering lamp, examining the tons of earth and rock that blocked their exit from the mine.
How does it look to you, Lightning? You think there's any chance of cutting through there?
Wait, not, Warren. Any other exit to this mine, you know
it? Well, if there is, I never heard of it.
Well, let's start looking through it anyways. Take the lamp, and will you, Whitey?
Sure, you bet.
Well, let's found out somewhere who we are, Whitey. It sure worked if the all three of us would be caught down here.
Yes, but how could they have found out?
What bothers me is that they did find out, and that's why we're down here. Let's bring up this old cross, shall we?
Oh, I'm not here, Lightning. Boy, they sure got us in a pickle now.
Yeah, I've sure been bad medicine for you, Lightning. Ever since you ran into me, you've been heading right smack into trouble, and now you're going to end up like this.
I ain't ended up yet, don't worry. We're still living, and so long as we are, we've got a chance.
Dallas, you're right, Lightning. We don't give up until we got to. Let us cross that end up here, Lightning. There ain't no exit. Might as well turn back again.
All right, buddy. Lead the way back. Say, wait a minute.
Huh? What is it, Lightning?
You feel anything more?
Feel anything? No, I can't say that I do.
Well, I do. I feel a draft of cold air.
Oh, but damn, it's just really creepy.
Yeah, and that means there's an opening to the outside somewhere around here. Why do you hold that lantern up high? We'll look around.
Oh, you bet there is. Here. Well, I don't see anything, do you?
That air ain't coming from that side of the wall.
Well, then try the other side. I'll look back here where the cross-cut air.
Back. Yeah, this wall here seems to be plenty solid, Lightning. Maybe there's an opening.
Hey, come there, you two. I found it.
Yeah? What is it? I don't see nothing that looks like an exit there.
See that fissure in them rocks?
Yeah.
Well, that's where the air's coming from.
Sure, but they're up to the step to us there. That's too small for a man to get to.
Yeah, well, it won't be when we get finished with it. Let's round up some of them picks and shovels I saw back there in the tunnel. That fissure leads to the outside, and we're going to work our way through.
Just a bit more and we'll make it.
Glad I don't have to do this for a living. Tell us your miner, I'm totally starved to death.
I don't know, Whitey. You seem to be doing quite well with that there pick.
Oh, maybe so, but I ain't cut out for this kind of work.
Hold on, boys. Hold on, I think we're done. Looks like that hole's big enough for me to climb through, so I'm going to try it.
Well, you're going. How are you doing, Lightning?
I wasn't through, all right. Hey, try and get the lenses, yeah, will you?
Oh, you push on that one, Gordon.
Yeah.
I'll get this from here.
All right. I got it. All right, Lightning. Here we go.
That's good.
One more, will you? The other job.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you make it? Are you through?
Yeah. I'm out, all right. Come on through. I'll give you a hand from here.
All right, Warren, are you going to?
All right. Give me a hand, Warren.
Give me a hand, that's it, bro. Hey, your hand. And here I come, boy.
That's the way, buddy. Yeah, we'll help you. And
come on. Yeah,
that was easy.
Don't give me an hand, that's over it. And there are you.
Yeah. Looks like we're on the side of a hill overlooking the mine.
Yeah, that's it right enough. Lucky for us, that rock creature leads out here. Say, what do you reckon we ought to do now, Lightning?
We're going after Hawk and Sanchez.
Oh, I suppose we got to. And I was hoping that I could get some sleep tonight. But I guess we can't.
Not now, Whitey. We've got to get moving. We got a good start on us as it is while we was down in the mine.
Yeah, but how you going to know where they went? How you going to follow them anyway? Maybe they took all the horses.
Yeah, the moon's bright enough to trail them by. The horses are gone. We just have to walk, that's all.
Oh, if there's anything I hate worse than singing a pickaxe, that's walking. But if I have to, I have to. Well, come on, fellas. Let's go. I bet you've walked 100 miles.
Now, closer to 15, I reckon. Should be just about the end of the trail, according to Warren.
Yeah, that's right. Now, their tracks led toward this canyon. And the only thing up here is an old prospector's cabin called Black Mountain Camp. They must be holding out up there. You better be plenty careful. Just up ahead.
Yeah, they're the ones. Better be careful. We got a score to settle with them. And I got to get from the back.
You wait until I pay them for the wear and tear on my feet. I'll give you...
Well, if you did, you know in a minute. Then quiet.
They heard all right.
Who's there? Who's there,
man? Look, Mother, give him a coyote call.
Who is that?
Who
Yeah, but we learned something from that stumble fight. We know they're up there. And we know they got lookouts posted. That means we can go on up a canyon.
Yeah, but we got to do something like that. It's going to be drawn for long, and then they'll be able to see us.
You're right, Warren. This is what we'll have to do. Yeah? I'm going to ask you to hold in down at this end of the canyon, Warren. And if you try to come out this way, you've got to do your best to stop us.
Yeah, you can depend on me for that, Jim.
Whitey, we're going to climb to the top of the canyon wall and look things over. Once we're up there, we can figure out what our plan of action will be.
The sooner we finish the all bed, and the sooner I'll get some sleep. Here, come on, let's start the climb.
Get a clear picture from up here, Whitey, now that the sun's coming up. There's a canyon with a cabin at one end and Warren at the other.
The one halfway between them right below us is that cut off where the man is camped. That must be where that shot still come from.
Yeah, I think you're right, Whitey. There's eight men down there, but I don't see Brady or Sanders. Must be in the cabin.
The one ready to make their getaway too, by golly. See them pack both in the back of the cabin. They're loaded put to heaven.
That's thunderstorm.
Our horses are there, Whitey. We've got to stop them jaspers from getting away.
Oh, but how can you do that, Nathan? There's too many of them polecats in the canyon for us,
I don't know, but we've got to get them out of the way somehow. And Warren can hold one end of the canyon, and we can get in the back of the cabin and stop Brady and Sanders from leaving that way.
Oh, but how are we going to do that?
Your medicine won't be so hard, Whitey.
Hey, what you mean?
The only way out of that cutoff is through the canyon. And the side of Toots. Too steep to climb. Well, see that big boulder over yonder?
Sure, I see it.
Well, we could get it rolling down into the cutoff.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Maybe they would block off that cutoff from the camp.
Yeah, and if it did that, then skunks down there couldn't get out except them maybe one at a time over them rocks.
No, and then Warren could take care of them.
We sure could. Come on, Whitey, let's get over to it and try.
Yeah, that's a pretty big rock, Larson. I don't think you can budge it.
We've got to shove it over. Why do you throw in a chance?
I'm going to really try it.
All right, buddy. Let's get a shoulder start.
All right. I'm ready.
Now, easy first, and we'll see what you got. Come on, buddy. Stop.
Here. Oh. That's plenty big already.
Hold it. Stop moving a little. I think you get behind it. Good. It'll go over. We can't let it settle back. Now, hold it.
Hey, all right. I'm ready.
All right.
Lightning that did it. Then you just a bottle lope down there tighter than a drum. The only way out now is by climbing over them rocks.
Yeah, but if you try that, Warren can pick them off one by one. This end is cut off. Now we've got to get back to that cabin. Nab Hawk and Sanders when they make a break to get away.
Question, Sanchez, but what that land slab's got them hombres trapped inside that cutoff. They'll find it plenty tough getting out of there.
Gee, amigo, you are right. Now, what do you think we should do?
Well, we can do one of two things. We can go down there and help them to get out.
Or we can leave them there, and take the gold and silver ourselves, eh, my friend?
Yeah.
Then why should we worry, Senor Hawk? I always find it much easier to divide by two than by ten.
That's just what I was thinking. Come on, Sanchez, the mules is packed and ready to go. Let's get moving.
You see, I am right with you.
Get the mules unsettled while I swing the saddles on the horses.
This is as good as done, amigo. Now, your long-eared son, Satan, it's time for you to work for the living. You know, Senor Hawk, I think it...
Amigo, what are you doing with that gun?
What do you think I'm going to do with it, Sanchez?
But no, amigo. Why should you shoot me? Have we not been the friends, the partners? We worked together for so many years.
Yeah, for too many years, Mex. And besides, I just figured out that it's a heap easier to take everything than divide by two.
No, 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 you can't do this. No.
Oh. Well, that takes care of you, Sanchez. The hawk can fly alone from now on. Now to get a saddle on that lawman's horse, and I'll be getting out of here. Ah, don't get ornery with me, you black hellion. Stand still, let me get the saddle on you. Try to rail on me, will you? Well, maybe a taste of this quirt over your nose will taste the better.
That quirt, Hawk, can pass.
Lightning, Jim, how'd you get here?
Ah, don't matter, Hawk, your game's played out. Don't reach for your gun.
You ain't gonna take me alive, you.
But I am gonna take you alive. That's why I only shot the gun out of your hand. Wanna listen to reason now, Hawk?
All right, you got me. Now, what are you gonna do now?
Better get over there and tie him up.
Oh, I sure can do this. Come on, Brady, I'll tie you up with your own rope.
All right, sweet, I give up.
Give me that gun.
Oh, no, you don't. Get out of the way, buddy. I'll take care of you.
No, 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 it's my court.
Party, is it? Well, you won't like it when I...
Oh, yes. The step will keep you quiet. You know, lad, that's funny. Because of this year, Brady said he couldn't get any sleep last night.
Yeah.
But now that it's almost over, the only one sleeping is Brady himself.
Which concludes another episode in the lives of those famous marshals of the Old West, Lightning Jim Whipple and Whitey Larson.